In Northwest News on KPLU, Seattle's City Council has been working on possible ways to help employees who struggle with erratic work schedules. Tonight, the labor group Working Washington and the news and politics blog Seattle-ish are hosting a storytelling event with performances from a barista, a retail worker, and writers. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Allie Beckwith goes to Seattle Central College full-time and works full-time as a barista at Cafe Vita. She gets her schedule 2 weeks in advance and doesn't have too many complaints. But she's been talking with a lot of other hourly workers employed elsewhere and has heard from many that their hours fluctuate a lot.
If you can't plan how many hours you're going to be working, you can't budget. How are you supposed to budget when you don't know how big or how small your paycheck is going to be?
Beckwith is going to perform a rap at the Story Slam. She did a version at a previous event in Olympia.
All we're trying to do is shut the gap between the rich and the poor. Keep going how we're going, and the middle class will be no more.
Seattle Council members Lisa Herbold and Mike O'Brien will also be at tonight's performance. Herbold says she's working on legislation to help make workers' schedules more predictable and will likely introduce it late next month. The Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce says the city needs to move thoughtfully and that a one-size-fits-all approach would create more problems for employees. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.